Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Rings true, that dialect I'm used to. If I could apply what I know of notes and rhythms, I'd dust off my thoughts and feelings and form the words and do something with them, and nothing would elude me. I know I wouldn't be getting it wrong if life were a song. Oh, if only life were a
learned in the course of starting to perform with other players, with a band. What have you learned to be sort of the unique challenges for someone like you who has such a free voice to bring it to a band?
I feel like you should ask the band that. Oh. Brad will tell you I speed up and slow down a million times in a chorus. I mean, there are the songs, obviously, that I played solo. There's a reason some of those remain solo, because I use so much pull on the tempo and so much give and take that it would be pretty impossible to play with a band. Yeah, I did have to crisp up some of those tempos in the drive.
Has it made you rethink how you go about the process of writing tunes?
Yes and no. I kind of write songs with specific purposes in mind in that way. So like when I wrote You're Not Taking Me Home,
yes,
I was like, that's a jam song. I wrote that to be a jam song, to be able to play with other people. And so it has this real smooth but consistent tempo going on. And I did that on purpose so that it would be, you know, one that would be easy for a band to be able to grab onto. Mm-hmm. But then there's ones like Time Again, which you guys heard me pull on the tempo so much, there's no way I'd ever be able to do that with a band. They would hate me. It wouldn't be pretty.
Most of the songs you've written, though, have been for you solo?
Yeah, actually, I would say more recently I started writing, keeping a band in mind, since I've been jamming a lot more and things like that. Is if there's other musicians that you know sitting in the audience, you'll just pull them up and be like, hey, play one with me. And they're like, I don't know that one. I'm like, well, it's these chords, and just, you know, we're all like, bring a lead sheet with me, and I'm like, here, play this. I've done that to Daniel so many times. I don't even know where he is, but I'm like, here you go, buddy, play this in 2 minutes with me on stage. And he's like, okay. I did grow up singing in my dad's jazz combo, sitting in with them a lot, so I am aware, like, I did grow up being aware of a full band setting and what needs to change and how that, you know, is different in the way that you're going to drive the song along when you've got a band with you.
A lot of folks who've had the amount of training that you have aren't as free with their music as you are.
That took some doing. Yeah. So that would be a recent thing. And honestly, the turning point for me was when I saw Jewel, and I was like, I have got to learn how to be that connected to my music every single time, and I've got to learn how to be that honest when I'm on the stage. And so seeing an artist do that, I mean, I don't know, have you guys ever seen Jewel perform? I know you have. Yeah. It's like she takes her heart right out of her chest, and she's like, here you guys, I'd like to give you a little present, and like drops it on the floor and gives it a good squish, and then she's like, there, you can have it all, you can have everything. She just really leaves it all on the stage, and seeing a performance like that was so inspiring. And I was like, I've got to strive to be that, not just like musically proficient, but that artistically honest when I'm on the stage. So that is something I've been striving for over the last few years. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you're
especially
finding
since
it.
I grew up doing competitions where it was very like you sing the right notes and the right rhythms and the right dynamics, and then you might win first place.
Yeah. Right.
And now I'm like, okay, it's not about any of that.
Good.
Tomorrow when I wake up, I'll know that it has been 16 hours since I last saw you. And it's funny how that seems like such a long time. Such a long time. Tomorrow when I get up, I'll smile, 'cause I know that we're both where we should be. And it won't feel like such a long time. Not a long time. Far. And I
these contests that you were in as a young person. Is he from the Royal Academy, right?
Was Royal it? Conservatory.
The Royal Conservatory.
Yes.
So was there a lot of, was that a pretty stiff arrangement there?
Yes. Well, so there's two different things that I did growing up. Canada's got really good music programming and really good music education. And the program that I grew up taking exams from has actually come to the United States, and I now have students who do this program, and it's a graded music program, and every year you study a certain amount of songs, you study a certain amount of skills, like sight singing, interval singing, that's a fancy word for the space between two notes, rhythm, clapbacks, and stuff like that, and then they take an exam, and then they get their mark, and then they can level up to the next level. So it's like school, but it's for music. So that's what the Royal Conservatory program is. I actually have a student in the audience who takes that programming and just won a national award. Just a little shout out to her for coming out to my show. Yeah.
Well, who is it?
Pretty cool to go from like experiencing that and doing those exams every year to now be teaching them. That's pretty fun. The other thing that we have in Canada is the music festival, and every province, we have provinces. It's not provinces, it's not states, we have provinces. And every province holds their local music festival, and if you win in your festival, you go to provincials, and for some select senior classes, not all of them, if you win provincials, you go to nationals, and you compete at a national level in classical music mostly, but also some musical theater. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So a lot of classical music training going on up there. My home away from home, net beneath my leaves. For my feet, keep knocking on my door, keep calling on the phone, keep never leaving me alone. My home away from
We would like to thank Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey, who's in the audience tonight, for her work with our social media. And the photography of Nick Lazaroff. And thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live tonight, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's give it up for Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Vanessa, Seth, Brad, and Daniel for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner. providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.